All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton, and today we have Bob Griswold on. We're going to talk about some of the latest events that's happening around the world. But before we get there, let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors, My Patriot Supply. We also have SQMetals.com, and then Mountain-State-Survival.com, and also Ready Made Resources. Bob, can you give us a little bit of what it is that you offer at Ready Made Resources?
Well, we tried to make it a one-stop shopping center for, food, water, solar, medical supplies, a lot of reading material. We have a fairly large library in the store. People could come and buy books. Everything you'd want to know about preparation. I like Stan Deo's book, Dare to Prepare, Encyclopedia Country Living. Those are two great books. But then we have a lot of special optics, night vision, thermal. And I want to say this, if you're thinking about taking your night vision or thermal over to Ukraine, don't do it. You're going to get arrested at the border when you try to take that out of the country. It's illegal to do it. And so that's not something you can export without State Department approval. So don't even try. You will end up hung up with the law. And that's not the place you want to be in these days, because the penalty for export of night vision without legal documents can be up to 10 years in prison and $1 million fine. Don't do it. So we cover everything pretty much somebody would need.
There's other ITAR items that's in there. What are some of the other ITAR items?
Oh, gosh, there's a lot. We have a policy. If it's military green, we won't ship it out of the country. I mean, right. We have people calling right now for medical supplies. Medical supplies could be dual use. I mean, it could get aid to a comfort to an enemy. So we're basically not exporting anything, because plastic zip ties can be used as handcuffs. That's ITAR. They are ITAR. I know that for sure. Folding knives, pocket knives, combat knives, any of that stuff, compasses, any of that stuff that can be used in a military environment, you got to be very careful of taking it out of the country, because it can fall under ITAR and you don't want to get hung up with it. So the best policy is, if it looks, smells, or can be used for military purposes, don't take it out of the country.
I saw the weapon company Kel-Tec is sending 400 rifles to Ukraine. What do you think about that?
Well, they have to get State Department approval. You can't just send those. So, I mean, if you get the State Department approval and they sanction it, then yeah, you can do it. But, that's something I would never handle. If I were going to do that, I would have ITAR attorneys do it. That know how to navigate that road, because that road can be filled with landmines and you don't want to have one blow up under your feet. So the best thing is, unless you have, a staff of lawyers, or go to somebody who specifically handles ITAR, a lawyers that handle ITAR, don't do it. Just don't do it. It's just dangerous to do.
Well, let me ask you a question. We've heard Biden bitch quite a bit about guns, and we know him and all the Democrats, they're very big on anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, the new Supreme Court justice nominee that's up there, she's anti-Second Amendment. But yet Biden wants to flood the market of Ukraine with American firearms, and not just that, but American body armor. The thing that he doesn't want you to have, he doesn't want us to have. But why do you think he wants the Ukrainians to have it?
Well, at the end of the day, I go to the Bible. The Bible talks about where the wars come from, Book of James, and it comes from lust and greed and desire for power. And that's the bottom line of it. The West has used Ukraine as its private money laundering bank. Okay. It's used as its sexual holidays to go over there with children. We don't know the extent of illegal organ harvesting. How many politicians or those in power have illegally harvested organs out of Ukraine? They rate number one in Europe for those three things: money laundering, child sex trafficking, and illegal organ harvesting. So we don't know, all the extent, but we do know the base cause, and that is the lust for power, the lust for money. So that's what they're doing. They're protecting their own interest. I mean, Zelensky today or yesterday just outlawed 11 political organizations. I don't know if you saw that. So much for freedom. Let's outlaw the Democratic Party. Can you imagine the howls and cries if Trump said we're going to outlaw the Democratic Party? I mean, my gosh. But, you know, the Democrats are trying to do it to anybody who supported Trump. They're trying to outlaw us. Think of that. Yep. They are supporting a man who has outlawed his opposition in Ukraine. And they in this country, they're trying to outlaw, criminalize, demonize anybody who supported 80 million people who supported Donald Trump for president. We're evil, you know, people. That's what they're saying. So the same mentality that we see in Ukraine is what they're trying to implement here. And that's what I want to warn American Christians about. I'm sick and tired of hearing, let's pray for Ukraine. Let's pray. Oh, Zelensky, he's the new Churchill. No, he's not. He's a perverted little degenerate. I mean, he allows this corruption. Yeah, I've got pictures of him that you can download off the internet. When he used to be a comedian, playing up on stage naked with just a guitar hiding his junk. You know, I have pictures of him holding a Nazi symbol. I mean, you know, they're there. You can look them up. So if I don't know if I see another church with this pray for Ukraine crap on it. You know, I pray literally. I'm a man of peace. I want to see peace. I don't want to see the human suffering that's caused by war, but there's always a cause for it. And you have to, if you don't get to the base of the cause, you'll never solve the problem. And that's what we're refusing to do. We are looking at it as reactionaries and emotionalists and not understanding the causes of this war. They're complicated and we fail to understand them. So we're doing a knee-jerk response to what is a very complex issue. And Vladimir Putin is the reincarnation of Satan and Zelensky is Saint Peter reincarnated. Well, if you buy that, good grief, you better go back and read some history. Because that's just not the truth.
Yeah, I think it's telling because a lot of these same churches that are putting the pray for Ukraine and, you know, and we're not saying don't pray for Ukrainians. It's just another co-op for the war. That's really it. It's a cop-out.
That's all it is.
These are the same churches who posted the Black Lives Matter flags everywhere, even though I guess under God, we're all supposed to be one people. Unless you're black, then you get to stand over here by yourself at the church pew. So I don't support a lot of these churches anymore. So half the reason why I don't go to these churches anymore, because there's no real message except for the New World Order message. And we talk about
New World. I don't think you can go to a mega church.
No.
I don't think there's a mega church that I can think of that I go to.
Absolutely not.
But maybe MacArthur's church. These are the same churches, excuse me, that shut their doors, bowed down to Caesar. You know, the scripture says, don't forsake the gathering of yourselves together in the manner of some is. And when we do that, we get pulled away. They're the same churches that bow down to Caesar. Oh, Almighty Caesar, can we meet? No. Okay, we'll close our doors. Almighty Caesar, do we have to wear a mask? Yes. And we know the masks are useless. Wall Street Journal came out with an article today. Wall Street Journal. That vaccines for children under 12 are useless. They don't need them. After 2 years of hawking and this vaccine insanity, now they've come out, they're trying to regress and undo the damage they did for 2 years. So November's coming up. That's all about power. November's coming up. You know, hey, we're pro-police. If Black Lives Matter, I want to speak to you because I think an individual Black Lives Matter and I could probably get along fairly well. Okay. If we're just Elmano to Elmano, we could talk. But I'm just saying, look what they just did. Now, she's a crook, but they knew she was a crook all along. She's been indicted for money laundering and all kinds of evasion things. I mean, they used her and then they set her up and, you know, she's going to go to prison probably. Hunter Biden. This is another one. They knew this Hunter Biden story with the child porn and all the money records of laundering billions. I mean, while the Bidens were taking money from the Ukraine, what was that heiress in Russia that they took, $3 million, $4 million from? Remember, they gave that to the Bidens, that heiress, that Russian rich woman. I mean, so they would take it. They're skimming from both sides of this thing. And so that's what we see going on. The same churches that have gone along with this whole government is our God. We serve and bow down to the government. You know, I tell people, I had to surrender all my rights to Jesus Christ when I became his disciple, I don't have any left to give to the state. So, I mean, don't get me going on that church thing, because that's just a sore spot. You know, the Church of Jesus Christ is bold. The Church of Jesus Christ under Roman Nero, under the Caligula, under the persecution of some of those vile human beings that have ever lived, they resisted the state. Peter stood before the council and said, I cannot obey you if it violates my conscience. If it violates the word of God, I will not obey you. I mean, I pay my taxes. That's not an issue. I obey the speed limits. That's not an issue. None of those things are issues, because that's a good citizen does that. But I will not bow my knee where Jesus, the Bible, tells me to do something and the state tells me not to do it. I will not bow my knee, because that is my God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my God. The Bible is my instruction manual, not some state edict that allows. You saw that picture of some woman, a man dressed up in a red dress with blood red lipstick, hint, hint, on its face. I don't know if you can post that picture, but blood red lipstick, and it's some type of, looks like, you know, social event. It's absolutely an abomination, and I'm not going to obey those people. I'm not going to obey them when they give me their legal edicts to do. During the whole COVID thing, I met with brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. We met together. Our church didn't obey. So that's what I think of that. And these same people now are hawking this Pray for Ukraine stuff, and they have no idea what they're talking about. None.
Well, I mean, will these be the same people whenever the government finally says, turn in your guns, it's for your best interest? Will these churches be lined up with their parishioners and their firearms, throwing them into dumpsters?
It's going to be worse than that. These churches are going to be the ones that line up and say, please put your hand. There's a little mark we want to put in it. And if you don't like your hand, you can always stick it right here. They'll be the same churches that are telling you to do that. Yeah. They've sold out long ago. They're not pastors. They're wolves. They're in it for the money. They're in it for their power, their fame, and we see them. I mean, these are horrible men in some cases. Hillsong, the guy's been sleeping with everything with two legs on it. I mean, you know, pastor after pastor of these mega churches, I mean, they're dipping their wick everywhere they can get it going. Excuse me for the vulgarity of it. That's what it is. It's vulgar. You know, how can you follow these people? I mean, they have a lust for money. It always amazes me, these televangelists. You know, when I have a need, you know, go to God with your need. When they have a need, they want to go to my pocketbook. They don't go to God. They go to my pocketbook. So, I mean, the Church of Jesus Christ in the United States has been so corrupted. We know they no longer can recognize the truth. Where are the churches of Jesus Christ right now when we see children being mutilated, having their penises cut off? Boys, they have no decision in the matter. They've been indoctrinated in some school to say, oh, you're a girl. And they go and have a medical procedure done with their penises cut off, which changes their life forever. You know, where's the church? Where are the pastors that stand up and call the nation to accountability for that? Where are the pastors that call us into accountability for 60 million murdered children?
Where's the boycott on Disney? Because
pedophile city.
Yeah, because of the whole don't say gay bill that's in Florida right now.
It doesn't say that, though.
It doesn't. What it says is between the ages of kindergarten and third grade, it restricts the language of a teacher to talk about sexuality or anything that's sexually inappropriate or misconduct-wise inappropriate for someone who's not fully developed mentally, obviously.
Oh, my gosh, Doug, you mean I can't talk to a two-year-old about masturbation?
Yeah,
I mean, think of the insanity of that.
But even to the extent of third grade to high schooler to K-12, what's wrong with just leaving sex and politics out the door? Like, look, by the time you're 18, you know, socioeconomics and all this other stuff starts to get brought up in school. And that's probably a good time for you to start being more aware of politics. The younger you get, the more polluted you get.
Okay. You see this book? I bought it because I wanted to have it for my reference library, not my idea. This is a total white shaming book. It totally guilts little children because they're white. I mean, because it actually says that we're the spawn of Satan in this book. And this is used in elementary school. I had to get it just to see. And it's everything it said it was. This is what's being done to your children.
Yeah. Did you see what ESPN did? ESPN had a public protest, a moment of silence, because of the new Florida House bill. I think it's 1554, the Don't Say Gay bill that Jen Psaki openly lied about on air, openly lied about that. But Disney has been doing walkouts. ESPN had a protest. When are we going to start boycotting this?
Yeah, well, any Christian who would go to Disney today, I question your Christianity. I'm just telling you outright. If you can go to Disney and give them your money that they're going to use to promote perversion to your children, I question your Christianity. I'm saying it. There's no way in the world I could do that in good conscience. To me, it'd be like going down to the strip club. What's the difference? If somebody can tell me the difference between me going down to the strip club and watching a bunch of ladies give me a lap dance and doing the same thing that Disney does. And for the record, I've never been to a strip club in my entire life. I just want to state that. But what's the difference? If I give my money to strippers at a strip club and give my money to Disney, you can't tell me the difference. I pray anybody who can tell me the difference, tell it to me. And I'd say it's not as bad for me to go to the strip club, even though that's horrible, because I'm an adult. I can make decisions. Me taking my children to a place that's known with filled with pedophiles. Oh my gosh, that's horrible. That's why I tell people, get your kids out of the communist indoctrination centers. You keep putting your children into these communist indoctrination centers, public schools, and you wonder why they come out hating you, hating America, hating Christianity, hating anything virtuous, come out with sexually confused, little girly boys. How can you keep putting your kids back into that environment? Vodi Bakum, the great black preacher, he says this. How do you expect to send your children to Caesar for 14 years and not make a Roman?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Well, you know, what's in the terrible part about it is that within the realms of school now, which is one of the main reasons why I homeschool my kids, but within the realms of school now is we have a new class of, I don't want to say degenerates, but that's where the newest class of degenerates are coming out of, is school, the colleges, the high schools. And these kids are being taught completely bass-ackwards compared to anything that is normal in America. You know, I mean, the education is going down, the politics are going up. One of these things is not like the other. And eventually what this comes out to is we have pompous, smart-ass, bratty kids who come out. They think that the world owes them something. You don't dare call me by my name. You don't dare call me by the way I look. You don't dare call me by the way I feel or by my actual gender. You know, everything in the world is racist. Everything in the world that has to do with America is evil. And also we hate law and we hate the law of God. So what does that end up doing for guys like me in my past? Well, you end up breeding the new criminal minds of the future. You end up breeding the, the new radicals that law enforcement has to deal with. And these radicals are how we got Antifa. That's how we got this new group. And there are other branches of this group that's out there. Antifa is just the most well-known. But that's what's happening right now in school. That is contributing to the organized crime that is Antifa. And, you know, that's also
all designed to demoralize. See, that's the whole communist principle. Sawman's big on talking about this, demoralizing a nation. Because anybody who's ever been involved with PSYOPs, like he has, knows how you demoralize nations. And one of them is confusion. You turn what's good upside down and make it bad. And that's what we see today. Anything virtuous is evil. It's evil. You can't talk about a virtue because, even math now is racist. I mean, math is pure science. It's the pure science that humanity has, but it's racist. And we're gonna, we can't have valedictorians anymore. I just saw on Fox, one of the talkers, we can't have valedictorians anymore because that's white privilege. We can't tell people they're obese. You know, listen. I don't want to insult anybody who's obese, but I'll tell you this, your lifestyle quality goes down dramatically. Your health goes down dramatically. And I do have a say in it because your health care I pay for through the taxes. But we can't say those things anymore, lovingly saying, you know, listen, if you lose 100 pounds, you're going to feel much better. Your health will be better. Your whole relationships with people will be better, because that's offensive to people. We can't speak the truth. Gluttony used to be one of the seven deadly sins. Lust, one of the seven deadly sins. You know, all these things that used to be evil are now, you can't talk about them, or they're virtuous. You can't just bring it up anymore.
In America now, people that are grossly overweight are representations of depression and poverty.
And drug use.
Yeah, and drug use.
There's all kinds of drugs to keep the blood sugar down, to keep the blood pressure down. All these things they have to go on. I don't want to be mean to somebody, because I know the food choices today are limited because of inflation. But there's ways to manage that and bring it back down under control, have a biblical lifestyle. You know, my father-in-law mentioned, he was fond of saying this, do you eat to live or live to eat? You know, I eat to live. I'm not going to stuff my face with three bags of Fritos corn chips. I'm just not going to do it. So the reason I eat is to live. I don't live to eat. You know, I'm not sitting there just, you know, feed bagging it all day long. If I did, I would have a lot more health problems at 66 than I have. So it's choices we make, but you can't even talk to people about this anymore because they've made it your body shaming or something. And I'm not out there to body shame anybody. I have as many sins as the next guy does. So, but my thing is to encourage you. You are going to need to be fit and in shape for what is coming.
Yeah,
if you're 100 pounds overweight in the first month of a total collapse, you're going to die. You won't have access to your meds that control your blood sugar, your blood pressure. And you could probably get rid of those meds completely if you just brought your weight under control. You'd get rid of them. Your psychological meds that you know, because you're depressed, you could get rid of those. Now, you got to be careful getting rid of those because they're very difficult to get off of. So don't ever quit those without doctors, you know, supervising it. Benzodiazepines are a very addictive drug, and they can have very negative side effects on you if you quit it cold turkey. So you have to have a planned withdrawal of those type of meds, but you can do it. And I'm encouraging my fellow Americans, you know, get in shape, you know, find a church where Jesus Christ is preached and his truth is preached, you know, not where they skirt around things they don't like to talk about, and get there and serve there. You know, that's what I would do. I mean, Doug, we have communist control of news media. And I want to define something. People will say, well, you don't even really know what a communist is anymore. Well, communism is a religious system and a financial system. It's a religious system because it deals with your destiny and your origins. Communism states it's godless. We're products of chance and probability. And our destiny is basically going back into bug food. We go back into, you know, fly food. We just decay in the ground. So we have no really ultimate origin, Adam and Eve, and we have no ultimate destiny, the kingdom of God. But in a financial system, and this is what we see happening, as a financial system, communism states they control the means of production and the means of distribution. Well, you look, is the news media communist? Absolutely. They determine who's distributed to and who designs it. The economic system of the United States, the political system of the United States, the educational system of the United States, the medical industry of the United States falls under what you would consider economic communism. That's what it is today. Our government is filled with it. And we have people, you know, the four, AOC and all the rest of that haggle. I mean, they're hardcore communists in our government. They're promoting it. No property rights. The government controls the methods of production and the methods of distribution. So if you're not in favor with the government, then you don't get anything. And on top of that, we are now getting ready to go to a digital currency where they can absolutely enforce it with ironclad laws. I mean, it's the great reset, the great tribulation. I'm telling you, it's if you've ever read the Screwtape letters, which I recommend everybody does, C.S. the Screwtape letters. Yeah. You know, it is absolutely, you know, the book is written from a demon's perspective. Uncle Wormwood is instructing his minor demons on how to deceive humanity. And they come up with the subterfuge of words. And so this is a Luciferian subterfuge of the Great Tribulation. They call it the Great Reset, because after all, you're not going to have anything, and you're going to love your enslavement, and everybody's going to be singing Kumbaya around the campfire. All racism will go away, all because it's all created by private property. You got to make an allegiance to the beast. And oh, by the way, there is a mark you have to take, bow down, serve, you worship, and renounce your Christianity. Yeah, that's what's coming. the Great Reset is the Great Tribulation. And just so you know, our government is filled with communism. Joe Biden just the other day says we are going to be the leaders of the New World Order. Did you see that little speech he said?
Yep.
I mean, and we talked about this. Putin's speech is rallying against the New World Order, against George Soros, against this oligarchy that has imposed this devastation wherever it's gone. I mean, we have devastated Iraq. We've devastated Libya. We've devastated Afghanistan. We've devastated everywhere we've gone, and these nations are left crippled. Libya today is a terrorist stronghold. The slave markets have opened back up in Libya. Under Muammar Gaddafi, they were closed, but they've opened back up now, where you can actually go down to a slave market and buy a woman. I mean, yeah, that's thank you, Hillary Clinton.
I want to play this real quick, and let's get some responses on it. Hold on.
You know, we are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. Not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every 3 or 4 generations. As one of the top military people said to me at a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is the time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. And we've got to unite the rest of the world in doing it. So anyway, you know, we are in.
Anytime I hear new world order, I cringe, because you know that these people know that the New World Order is wrote down in the Bible as not a good thing aligned with the Antichrist, but they still say it.
Isn't it amazing that he mentioned 60 million?
Mm-hmm.
How many babies have been murdered since 1973 in the United States?
More than that.
Well, at least 60 million.
Yeah.
60 million. So, I mean, if he's so concerned about the loss of life, how come they're not concerned about the murder of unborn children? You know, any other species on the planet, my horse and my cows and my dogs, my cats, my chickens don't abort their children. I mean, we have a cow with a baby bull, and she is highly protective of that animal. I mean, a cow knows better than a human being today. A horse, you pick the animal, it's protective of its offspring. We've murdered 60 million of them.
Yeah, there's no other animal within the species out there that does that.
No. So again, they are, you know, they're implementing these shortages right now. MSNBC said we expect food shortages. Business Insider said that we're going to experience a food shortage worse than anything we've seen since World War II. They can't get fertilizer because a lot of the fertilizer came out of the Ukraine. And then we cut our nose off to spite our face. I mean, so we cut off the Keystone pipeline because we want to be friendly to the planet. Well, you know, but then we go groveling to our enemies, where if we open the Keystone pipeline, that's American jobs. American dollars stay in the United States, support American workers who spend their money with American companies. That's what it is. So we send our money to regimes that hate us, Iran, Venezuela, and Russia. So we send our money over there. So we put their people to work. Our money and finances their war efforts, their terrorism, their undermining of the American people. And I have to ask, is U.S. oil far more dirty than Venezuelan oil or Iranian oil? I mean, isn't a gallon of oil create the same carbon footprint if it's made in the United States or refined in the United States or refined in Iran? So what's the scoop with this? It's so hypocrisy, and it's so open that you can see they want to fund our enemies. The people that cut off the Keystone pipeline have an agenda to fund our enemies, to take our money that we have that we could keep it in the United States. And I'm going to segue here for a minute. As a small businessman, I know that every dollar I take into ready-made resources, especially if it comes from outside the state, is going to be spent in my community 17 times on an average before it leaves my county. So $1 coming in is a force multiplier of 17. If we keep money in the United States, the oil worker goes and buys gas, groceries, all this stuff. So it supports local business. Whereas when we take that money and send it to Iran, what do they do with it? What does Venezuela do with it? They preach communism or dictatorship, religious theocracy. So, I mean, they know what they're doing. This is not anything that's staggering, like a revelation. It's obvious what they're doing. They're destroying the American people. That's what it's all about. We hate white people. We hate America. We hate it. That's what it's all about.
Well, let me ask your opinion on this. What are your thoughts on the economy currently? The pipelines, the manufacturing, the soon to be rising prices of gas, diesel, and produce again?
Well, I mean, it's just Americans can barely keep by right now because inflation. Inflation is far exceeding, you know, our pay increase. I mean, you know, when people were croaking out, I want $15 an hour. Well, right now it's almost like $7.50 a couple years ago is better than $15 an hour now. And we told them, you put that much money in the economy, it's going to cause inflation. That's exactly what they did. They're not stupid people. I know if I have, you know, a pound of gold to back a pound, an equivalent amount of currency I put in circulation, then that's parity. But if I start making, you know, $5 for every pound dollar in gold or $20, and then it's even worse if I just throw the gold away and start printing money crazily, which we're doing, they know what this is going to do. They know it's going to devalue every dollar. Your savings account is being stolen from you. Your wealth is being stolen from you. And Americans can't afford it right now. So in a couple of months when it hits and it goes up another 30, 40, 50%, we're going to have families in crisis. And this is where the Church of Jesus Christ comes in. Man, instead of building those mega mansions, we need to be concerned with people. You know, just people, help them out.
Well, where do you think our gold went?
We don't know. They won't tell us. We don't know how much of it's left, if any of it's left. We don't know. We don't know if they've made negotiation rights on our water, our timber, our natural, our mineral wealth. We don't know. We don't know what they've done with it. It's a government of secrecy. It's all thrown with the national security blanket thrown over top of it all, so we don't know. I mean, I'm sure a lot of it, every deal, just imagine, every deal that politicians cut for our tax dollars, there's graft in it, so we can pay off people. I mean, how do you think these politicians go to Washington? I mean, you know, Doug, here's a case in point. The very people, now Tucker Carlson, I think, no, it was Jesse Waters, did an article on this. The very people, and you can watch it on Fox, the very people that are sitting there croaking about shutting down the pipelines, no oil, this, we got to go, no carbon footprint, they bought oil stock leading up to this war. They made thousands and thousands of dollars doing it, maybe probably millions. So, I mean, while they are at one time penalizing you at the pump because of their action, they are making millions of dollars collectively, probably hundreds of millions of dollars collectively by buying oil stock before the price shot up. Now, how do we tolerate that? How do we tolerate these people in government anymore? I mean, if there's ever a case, I was watching Leahy today in question, the new Supreme Court nominee. I mean, the guy looks like he's 9 million years old. I think he used to pet dinosaurs as a kid. You know, what is he still doing there? If there's ever Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, you name them, if there's ever a reason for term limits, just look at these people. You and I watched that speech by Nancy Pelosi where she was totally incoherent. That speech was played on European news and they were mocking her. Like, what type of idiots do you have running your government? She literally did not make one coherent sentence. Most of the words were slurred where I couldn't even understand them. And then the wild hand movements, like it's just like some insane person doing these wild hand movements. We are out of time. We are out of time in this country. I'm telling you, I fully expect to see something. I'm not a prognosticator. I have a Coke can here, not a crystal ball. It's just water. I don't drink Coke, but I don't have a crystal ball, but I fully expect to see something dramatic happen in the next 2 weeks concerning this war. I do. It's at a breaking point right now. One side's going to have to move. We might let the jets be sold, gone into. We might create a no-fly zone. You know, Putin, out of desperation, might do something. It's at a very critical stage right now. I think that Zelensky is chasing off, and I tip hat to John Lovell of Warrior Poet Society. I want to say that hat tip to him because, you know, I know he has a friend. We have a friend that was thinking about going over there. And he said, man, you're going to be used as cannon fodder. And then the propaganda will be the Russians killed you. You know, and then what will that do here in America? It will inflame us. Oh, now the Russians are killing Americans. And it's all a setup job.
Well, we got 6 minutes left. Real quick, touch base on this. At the Hear the Watchman conference, myself, Dave Hodges, and Jamie Walden sat down. We talked about contractors, mercenaries, volunteers, Americans that are in Ukraine right now. And as we already know, some of them are coming back saying, don't go, it's a setup. What do you think happens to the first group that are captured by the Russians? Do they get videotaped and played worldwide like ISIS and the Taliban did? What do you think happens?
Well, I would even hope they would get that far of being actually humanely captured. I think that they might be being set up by the Ukrainian government for destruction so that the Ukrainians can use it as propaganda to inflame Americans so that we give more weapons, more stuff. And it just escalates. See, the only one pleased in this are the people involved in Satan. Satan is really rejoicing right now that, you know, we're on the brink of a world war where probably a billion people will die. And, you know, I wonder about these churches when their parishioners are blown to smithereens. Will we still be praying for the Ukraine? I mean, you know, we wouldn't even defend our children's rights for 2 years. And you want to go over there and defend Ukraine? We allowed the government to cripple our children socially, and force them to do things medically. And then we want to go over there and defend Ukraine. I'd say, people, come home and defend the United States right now. We have enemies, domestic enemies, that are destroying your nation. The churches that you want to pray for Ukraine, you don't know what these people have in plan for you. They have your planned destruction. You're just being a useful idiot in their hands right now, but they have your number.
Well,
they have you on the chopping block.
We know for a fact that the Ukrainians have the Azov battalion, which is a neo-Nazi battalion. The neo-Nazis have been around since 1946. I've already documented that on our podcast. But here's one thing I would say. If I were a politician, and God forbid the day I become a politician, but if I were a politician, I would say this. The moment Vladimir Zelensky denounces neo-Nazism, the moment he expunges, expels, and detains the entire Azov battalion and promises to work in coordination with the United Nations, NATO, and Russia to find Nazis, then we'll talk about aid. But until then, why would I send anything to the surviving remnants of Nazi Germany, which is Ukraine?
And he exposes all the illegal banking that our leaders are doing over there.
Yep.
To expose it. I mean, you know, we don't know what's on that laptop. That laptop is kryptonite, Hunter Biden's laptop, because it has a lot of those dealings on it. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Hunter Biden has a drug overdose. I mean, I just wouldn't be surprised. You know, I'm just saying that up front. He has a drug overdose. You know, he relapsed. But that's just me. I wouldn't be a bit surprised about it at all. So, America, wake up. You know, remember, I'm old enough to remember the good days. You know, when I grew up, when families were families, when the sanctity of marriage, the church, you know, when they preached the Bible, where perversion was expunged and prosecuted. I mean, my gosh, you know, if the same laws applied today as applied back when I was a child, all these children sex mutilators would be buried under the prison. I just call the nation to repentance. And I mean, true repentance, to say, get on your knees and ask God to forgive us as a nation, as individuals, for the evil that we've tolerated. You know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, silence. Remember this: silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Not to act is to act. And that's where America is today. We're silent in the face of evil, and we're not acting. But by our inaction, we are acting. And there's really no difference between what we're tolerating and what any perverse government that's ever been in human history is tolerating. We tell the Chinese violate human rights. We violate them by the day. We murder 4,400 innocent people. We've got people rotting in prison right now from January 6th that did nothing more than they were someone we've been invited in. The doors were unlocked so they could go in.
And Jim Jordan.
And now they're facing.
Representative Jim Jordan has been on Twitter and Getter and a couple of social media sites talking about all the bad stuff that is coming up for the next series of votes that the Democrats are going to do. But yet, as much as he loves to take off his jacket and much as he loves to talk tough, and he does talk tough in a lot of ways, I like and respect him, Jordan, but we need to hold our politicians accountable because, you know, hey, Mr. Representative, what in the hell have you done for anyone for January 6th? What about the laptop? We've already proven that the laptop is real. We know what's on it. When do the children that are on that laptop get justice? Yeah, when does the American voter get justice?
Let me say something here real quick. If any of those images are published, and supposedly the Australians published some, if any of those images are published, do not download them. Yep. It's a federal crime. Your curiosity will get you landed in prison. It doesn't matter for what reason. If you download images of children that are deemed pornographic, you can go to prison. Don't download them. Don't let your curiosity, whatever it is, get the best of you. Stay away from that like it's kryptonite. Just stay away from it. Don't download it. Let somebody else describe it. Let somebody else, we know what's on it. You don't let your curiosity, I need to look at it. You know, don't do that. So I'm just warning you, don't do that. But I just want to say we're on the edge of national collapse right now. It's obvious they don't care about Ukrainians' borders. They're protecting themselves. If they cared about borders, they protect ours. And so we're at this juncture right now, for whatever reason, this is our time to live. This is our time to be counted. I know somebody, a friend, he goes, well, I don't want to say anything because I don't want the government raining down on me. Well, then you're a coward. And the Bible talks about cowards not getting into heaven. Revelation 21:8. Go read it. The first thing, it doesn't talk about the perverts. It talks about cowards not getting. That's the first thing they mention. So you can be cowardly today and save your skin for the next 10, 20 years. Remember Braveheart, the movie? You know, many years from now, if you save your life, you'll lay there and realize you were a coward. We need men and women of valor right now. Men and women that will stand up and say, we're not tolerating this anymore. Men and women that demand the truth and to push back these forces of evil. And if we do that, we might get a reprieve. I don't know. It doesn't look good. But no matter what, I'm 66. So if I live another 20 years, I face eternity as a coward. No, thank you. No, thank you. That's not my goal. I want to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, proclaim the truth, proclaim the law of God. The law of God says are immutable, man and woman. That's immutable. You know, it's an immutable fact. You want to deny it? Fine. You'll do it to your own peril. I've been reading now stories of people, these children who come out after they've been psychologically raped, being transitioned, and they come out and they say, it messed up my whole life. I became suicidal. There's that one lady, she was a Hispanic descent from the LA schools district. Her little daughter committed suicide because they tried to transition her, and she just couldn't handle the contradiction of it all, and she committed suicide. Where's the justice for this little child? Where's the justice for the mother? I mean,
well, We're fixing out the internet there, but I'll tell you this much. The justice, if not done by us, will be done by God. And by that point in time, every one of these people that are responsible for this, if they haven't hit their knees now, it'll be too late by that day. Bob?
Well, I want to comment on that. Martin Luther King, I think, had the idea. You know, the government knows how to deal with Barabbas's of the world. Barabbas was the guy who thought he could overthrow Rome with a sword. They didn't know how to deal with the 12 apostles who preached the gospel of Jesus Christ and brotherly love. You know, that's what I'm saying. I don't care if you're black or yellow or red. You know, we're all descendants of Adam and Eve, and you're my brother. If you're a good person, I'm going to love you and be your brother to you. So I just encourage people. This isn't a fight we're going to win with any kind of violence. You're not going to win it with an AR-15. You're going to win it on your knees with personal repentance, praying, and then opening this thing that God gave you and proclaiming the truth. Become bold. Because I'm telling you, if you don't become bold now, when the time of the mark of the beast comes, the time of the genetic alteration through some type of gene splicing comes, and they want to change you into something else, you're not going to have the courage to do it then. Courage is something you build. Courage builds upon itself. Anybody who's ever been in a war zone or a conflict area or put their life in jeopardy knows that courage is something that is incorporated into you by life experience. It doesn't come all of a sudden. You're not a couch potato one day and you're not William Wallace the next day. You know, it doesn't work that way. And so you will abdicate and you will deny your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you're not practicing bravery now, when the time comes, you're going to buckle and you're going to renounce your faith to save your skin. That's the way it'll work.
That's right. Bob, we're going to have to leave it right there, my friend. If you got any other latest news coming up, let us know and we'll get you back on.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you, man. Take care. Okay. And that was earlier today's interview with Bob Griswold. I'd like to say that what we're seeing right now in America with our economy is very troubling to me. And, you know, this show, I just kind of adapt and overcome with it. And right now, I just think it's a good time maybe for us to take a little bit of scripture out. And let's just read over Romans 1 real quick. So this is Romans 1, verse 18, God's wrath on unrighteousness. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth, for what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. But they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal men and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men, likewise, gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty of their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malishness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. So what does that really reflect on with today's America? Well, I mean, look at how debased and demoral we've become. We covet homosexuality, we covet the transitioning of children, not physically, by the way, but mentally, from one sex to the other. And we allow this debauchery to happen in front of our eyes as parents, as adults, and yet we do nothing about it. So are we held accountable to some extent for allowing this progress of Satanism to happen in this country? I think at some point you're going to have to say yes. Over the weekend at the Hear the Watchman conference, I was talking with some people, and they asked me, what is it that we should be doing? What can I do? What can we Americans do to make America safer, to make it better, to make us holy and righteous again? This is my answer. Until Americans, and I'm not, now look, because of FCC and, you know, other liabilities, I'm not telling you to go out and do it. All right, so don't sue the hell out of me. But until we as a nation agree to tear down every stronghold, and that means us as the society, we the people, if 2,000 to 3,000 people show up with a couple bulldozers at the Georgia Guidestones and we mow that sucker down, do you know what the government can do about it? Nothing. If we decide to show up to any satanic temple and we decide to, you know, evacuate everybody and mow that sucker down, can't do nothing about it. If we shut the doors and mow down the building of every Planned Parenthood in America, we should have been doing that. But instead, we allow it to happen in our country. We allow these things to happen in our country, and then we go, well, God, why did our country deserve such a horrific judgment? Well, it's not because of your favorite football team did good this year. It's not because you're finally allowed not to wear the mask. It's not because you're, you know, your child decided to you know, pay attention to school or drop out. It's because we, the adults, took our eyes off the prize, which is the Bible, God. We decided to lay down the sword. You know, we more or less became Roman citizens. We have a choice, we had a choice, anyways, to do the right thing in front of the eyes of a righteous God, and we, and that means me too, have chose to sit down and do nothing. At what point in time is it more, that more needs to be done than pastors going in front of the Planned Parenthood and hosting a prayer or a, you know, a church that day, the congregation being sent out to, you know, in front of the satanic temple? When is it that we decide as a nation we need to do more than this? Because I believe we're half in, half out right now when it comes to just how much it is that we want to save this country. If we really believe, Christians, if we really believe this great big heavy book called the Bible, if we really believe God hasn't changed and he's still a vengeful, jealous God, well, what do we expect whenever the fire comes down from heaven? You know, I can't tell you, and, you know, people email me all different types of crazy stuff. And thank you to everyone who emails me all this different types of crazy stuff. I love every one of you. I can't tell you if we're pre-trib or for mid-wrath, mid-tribulation, or for post. I can't tell you. And you know what? Just to be honest with you, neither can you. No one can tell you when you get out of here. Not definitively. You can say, I want to be. You could say, I hope we are. But you're going to brace for impact like the rest of us. You're probably going to be surprised like the rest of us when we see all different types of crazy stuff happening and you go, oh, I thought I wasn't supposed to be here for all this. That's what I expect. I expect we tribulation saints to be here and to be experiencing quite a bit, seeing quite a bit. You know, maybe one of these days we'll do some Bible study on this program. I just believe that as Americans, there's more that we can do to save our country than just bitch. I believe as Christians, there's more than we can do to our country than just grandstand at the pew or behind the pulpit. The church is not in the building. The church is outside. Why aren't we going to the people that need us? Why aren't we going out to the people that need to hear this? Why aren't we tailgating like Coach Dave Dobemeyer, God bless him. Why aren't we tailgating our politicians to the point that we are forcing them, making them to do something, even if it's not the right thing, something. At least they're showing up and they're ready to play ball. I don't have the good answer for you on that. All I can tell you is that the rest of the world can do what they want. We Christians, we people who care about America, we preppers, we Second Amendment constitutionalist lovers, we're all going to get thrown into the same category. So we might as well all be there for one another. You might as well be prepping now, forming good groups of people now, getting in shape, educating yourself, buying books, learning, reading, spending a little more time on the road walking and a little less time on your phone, you know, watching YouTube videos. The other part of that, you know, if you do go to church, if you do go to one of these big churches, hold your elders accountable. Hold them responsible. Because if they're not talking about politics, if they're not talking about the things that are happening outside the world, inside the church, I personally believe they're wrong. Because it affects us. You know, you can get up there and you can preach a hippie Jesus flip-flop wearing message all you want. But at that point in time, you're pouring buckets of water on a very, very light embered flame that's almost going out. That is the Christian impact of America. Because we have very little impact around the world right now. You know, look at any one of the people that are in charge in this country and look them right in the eye and you tell me that person's a Christian. The Nancy Pelosi's, the Maxine Waters, the Bidens, the Kamalas, the George Soros, the James Comeys, everyone who makes a weekly appearance on CNN. And Mitt Romney, he's right there with them. We got plenty of rhinos. I'm no friend to the Republicans. Or the Democrats. Let's make that one known. Folks, I believe in the American dream. I believe in me and I believe in you, but I do believe that we are screwed at this point. I think America is going to reap the whirlwind. The only thing we can do is just prepare. You know, prepare our children, our family, prepare spiritually, financially, physically. And I hope to God I'm wrong. I don't want to be right about any of this stuff at all. This goes way beyond me being right. Way beyond it. But anyways, that's all we got for today. Tomorrow will be the first of the series for the UFO special. Let's see how long we can get that one to go. We're going to have some big-name people like L.A. Marzulli sometime next week, hopefully. We're going to have some other big-name people that will be on. If you go to the American Vindictive Show website, I have completely updated at the very bottom of the front page of the website all the unlabeled podcasts that many of you listeners have requested for me to label. So it's all right there. The EMP series, the Revolutionary War series, the Nazi series. It's all right there. So, sorry it took me so long to get around to that. But I will see you tomorrow, God willing. And hopefully we will have some really cool, entertaining stuff to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Doug Ford. You've been listening to American Predictor. I'm out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.